on this day of the week dedicated to the Blessed Mother, especially during this month of May, which is also, in a very special way, dedicated to the Blessed Mother, we rejoice in the fact that we are able to be here and to glorify and worship God in a dignified and worthy manner. And today we celebrate the feast of a Dominican saint. A Dominican saint who went from nothing to everything in a sense. Saint Antoninus, Archbishop of Florence. He, even as a child, already showed signs of holiness and piety. And when he was a teenager, he entered the Dominican order in Florence. And later on, after having taught and preached in many ways, he was made Archbishop of Florence. And it was there that he, after living and serving God and the people of God worthily and in a very holy manner, very committed to both the truth of the Catholic faith as well as the poor. And of course, everyone knew that if they went to him, they would not go away empty-handed. Oftentimes, he would sell his bed and his linens in order to give money to the poor. And so he was very well known as the father of the poor. When he died in 1459, he was already acclaimed as a saint, but later on he was canonized by Pope Adrian the fourth of that number. And so we rejoice in the feast of Saint Antoninus, father of the poor. And of course, in the meantime, we also are still basking in the sun of the election of the Supreme Pontiff of the Holy Catholic Church. And there are many things that are coming out. I don't know if I ever met him. I told him in a sacristy that it's very possible that I did, because he was involved with St. John Paul II and the Divine Liturgy and so forth when I was also a young seminarian and a young priest in Rome. But I don't remember it. I think with his nose, I would have remembered that. But he actually is one of those few people in the world that looks better as he gets older, you know, because he was really nothing to look at when he was a young seminarian and a young priest. But he is an Augustinian, and that may give us a lot of inklings as to who he's going to be. St. Augustine, great fighter for the faith against all the heresies that were around him at that time, which were many, and great friend of other great saints of the Church, and of course, having been baptized by none other than the great Saint Ambrose of Milan. And of course, his mother was Saint Monica. The Holy Father wears a very special pectoral cross. He doesn't wear all of that new stuff that they've been giving out lately, which hopefully can be melted and used for something else. The cross he wears is a reliquary, and it has relics of some of the major Augustinian saints, of course, St. Augustine, St. Monica, and the one for which reason he chose the name Leo. He did not choose Leo because he's a social activist. He chose Leo because one of his favorite saints is Saint Rita of Cascia. And it was Pope Leo XIII who canonized Saint Rita of Cascia. And so it is because of that that he chose the name Leo. And of course, I have my inroads in secret places where most people don't have them. But In addition, of course, he liked St. Antoninus and St. and Pope Leo XIII, whom he hopefully will canonize, has a devotion to the poor, which is nothing new, is nothing communist, is nothing ridiculous. It is the Catholic faith. It is the Catholic faith that has opened up orphanages and places for widows and virgins and orphans and so forth, hospitals everywhere. And so it is nothing ridiculous or liberal in any way to think about the social teaching of the faith, which Leo XIII expressed very clearly, at the same time, however, condemning socialism, capitalism, and Freemasons. And of course, they hated him, and hopefully they will hate Leo XIV. So today we continue to pray for him to the Blessed Mother, that she may bless him. He is going to be enthroned or crowned, whichever he does. He's already changed things from the predecessor, but we don't know if he will actually, we hope he does, put on the sacred tiara of the Supreme Pontiff. In addition, we pray that he may be a holy pontiff who serves God and the truth of the Church all the way to the very end of his life, whenever that may be. In addition, of course, today we have a special day for us here because some of our parishioners, I see some of them are not yet here. I guess they're sleeping in. Maybe they're scattered. They're going to be receiving, at least conditionally, the Holy Sacrament of Baptism. Because of that, all of them have been to confession already, because conditional baptism does not erase sin, only complete baptism. We will go through the ceremony, and nobody would know the difference, except I will say, "Conditionaliter ego te baptizo." And of course, I will do it in Latin. And then they will be confirmed after that. And so they will be fully and completely Catholics. Tomorrow, they will make, for the first time in their lives, their first Holy Communion, the reception of Holy Communion. What a wonderful, wonderful gift during this season of Easter and these feasts of Our Lady, that they should receive the sacraments and be inserted into the magnificence of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And of course, we rejoice for so many reasons. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.